Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. It's hard enough to find somebody to go out with first time. Mm-hmm. And you think once you've done that, it's free sailing after that. But it's not, because sometimes that person doesn't call you back.
Absolutely. It's like the worst thing possible to have to deal with.
It really is. And when that happens, you find yourself on our show doing a second date update just like Ryan this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, how are you?
So, Ryan, what's going on with you this morning?
Well, I went out with this girl, Laura, and it went great. We went to the club Liquid, and we had, like, great conversation, and we had, like, a good sort of, like, sense of humor. It's very compatible. There's chemistry. We had a great night. It was one of those nights that, like, went by, it felt like 5 minutes, but we were out for, like, 5 hours, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I got her back to my place, and it was kind of open-ended. It wasn't like, hey, come back to my place. This means this equals you know what, right? But
right.
It was like, come back. We'll have a drink. Kick around. And we got back to the apartment, and we kind of like hooked up a little bit. Nothing too serious. And then she kind of just up and left. And now I've been like trying to get a hold of her, and it's just been like, I don't know. I thought it went well enough. And I've been on dates since. Where it hasn't gone well, I have a pretty good gauge for it. You know, like, it doesn't go well, I kind of get the hint. But
right.
It has me kind of scratching my head.
That is weird. Yeah. And it was kind of, was it an abrupt thing? Or was it more like things kind of fizzled out? You just kind of were sitting there and she's like, hey, I got to go and stuff like that.
It kind of fizzled.
Okay.
It wasn't that abrupt.
Yeah. All right. And normally, I mean, I always want you to look back and figure out, is there anything you can think of during your date? Well, let's rewind a little bit. Where did you guys went out to Liquid. Were you guys drinking and dancing and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So everything's
not fully the whole time there. We had a place to sit. And so we would kind of chill and talk. And
yeah.
We're making fun of other people there and stuff. You know.
Sure.
Of course.
All right. So. It seems weird that it left. Did you try to contact her back? Did you hit her on a text or did you call her? How'd you try to get back?
Yeah, I just texted her. Like, we traded numbers and, we traded numbers. We had numbers prior to meeting up because that's how we met up. So I had her number. I just hit her. I was like, yeah, there was this thing on Thursday. I thought would be fun. So on Tuesday, I hit her up, and then I tried to do one more. I feel kind of dumb doubling up, you know, like a non-responded text a little bit. So
you got all these nicknames for it, doubling up,
double,
and coming back.
Double down.
Yeah. No, we get it. You don't want to be a stalker all of a sudden
funny.
And be like, hey, where are you?
Right.
Yeah, definitely are interested. Hey, Ryan, don't say anything. We're going to call her now and see if we can't get you a second date update, okay?
Okay, cool.
Right,
okay.
Here we go. Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Is this Laura?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Laura. This is Marco and Krista. We're calling live on 93.1 Jams this morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
Good.
We're just chilling. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're doing a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And we have talked to somebody that you've been out with, and for whatever reason... you're not getting back in touch with them. And so we just called to try to figure out what's going on and see, you know, just try to shed some light on the situation, as it were. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we know you went out with a guy named, remember Ryan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right guy.
Yeah.
You guys went out to a Liquid and stuff.
Yeah. We went dancing.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I think we're kind of into different things.
Yeah.
You're into different things. What? Yeah. So is that code word for something? Like, what is that? What happened?
We went out dancing. We did go back to his place. We were, making out a bit, and he's got a lot of you know, the Japanese cartoon stuff.
Yeah.
No, like anime.
That's cool.
Yeah. She's got a lot of that stuff. He had stuff on the walls. He had like little figures and things, and it looked like he even had some like anime porn screensaver on his computer, and I don't know. It wasn't some. Yeah.
So okay, hold on. A lot of people, are into different things, and
sure.
Maybe he's a collect. Was it collectible stuff, like collectible doll? I mean, maybe he's a collector. It could be expensive stuff.
He collects dolls, even better.
Well, yeah, or swords. You know, there's all kinds of stuff you can collect with Japanese cute. Anime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. No, I mean, I guess some of those things are worth something. But he even was like, oh, well, hey, you wanna? I guess you could tell I was feeling a little weird and. He's like, oh, you want to watch something? I mean, his whole watch list was all anime. And it was too much. I don't know. I mean, I don't mind if some people are into a few cartoons or something, but
sure.
It just feels like I'm dating a 12-year-old.
Well.
Did you notice that right away, obviously, and you just tried to kind of weasel your way out of the date, or did you just kind of let it end naturally and then just go and never come back?
I wasn't completely rude.
Right.
But at the same time, I was like, oh, you know, it's probably how I could, because it's been fun, and but I gotta be somewhere tomorrow, I didn't want to be a jerk about it, because that's fine that that's his thing, but I just am not as into it. So what? That's his thing,
right?
And
no.
Obviously, it's his thing.
Sure.
So you left him.
If I'm not into that,
yeah.
What was the point?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I'm calling him back.
Yeah. So you know what you like, and if it turns you off or makes you feel weird, it's probably not good. I do have to tell you though, Laura, we have Ryan on the phone with us. He couldn't get back with you, so we hooked him up.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, I mean, in my defense too, and you kind of mentioned this, like the anime thing isn't like necessarily porn or like pervy or anything. There's like that's not the only thing in that like medium. So screensaver was a little risque. It's not porno-y, and that's not totally what I'm doing with it. Now, you don't like that stuff outside of its interpretation. I don't really know what
He's
to do
laughing.
About that.
So is that like a screensaver, like you know the Japanese cartoons with the girls with the really tight fitting shirts and they have huge boobs and
there's some of that, but that's not like why I'm into it.
Yeah, well, why are you into it? What are you are you a collector?
I like the characterization of all of it, and I'm an artist, and like it's what I draw. Now, it could fall under the category of being super geeky. I'll give you that. And
if right.
That's not your thing,
then fine. I got no argument.
Fine.
But
okay. Well, Laura, so, I mean, hearing this, so Ryan is an artist, and he draws some of those things, and that's what attracts his eye for that. Does that make any difference to you?
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. Like, I mean, that's impressive. I can't draw, but I don't know. I mean, I hate to say,
I mean, here's the thing.
Honestly,
You guys liked each other. You kind of hooked up. Things seemed like they were attractive. I mean, here's what we do on Second Date Update. If you want to try it again, Laura, I will pay for your next date. You can go out anywhere you want here in Madison. Try it over. Now you know this about Ryan. Maybe you can talk about it a little bit, and then you guys can reset and figure out if it's a good fit for you guys. But it's up to you if you want to try it again.
Well, I like Laura enough that.
Well, not you, Ryan. You don't get to choose.
Yeah.
It's Laura's choice because we're. You don't get to. No.
Sorry. You're cute. I
love that, though. The geek guy is jumping in. Hey, listen, if I could just tell you a few things about myself.
I love him.
Yeah, he's good. So, Laura, it's up to you if you want to try to give Ryan a second.
All right. I guess, maybe we could just talk about some more adult things.
Well, look at that.
Just make sure there's some stuff.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Ryan, can you steer
artist.
All right. And, Ryan, you could steer the conversation away from the Japanese porn for a little while? Yeah.
it didn't actually happen until we got home. So
I like how he's explaining it.
Like,
Yeah.
I definitely should probably like scale down on it. Like four in my apartment.
Yeah, maybe just like one room in the anyway, in the back. Yeah. Awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys, maybe it's a match. Maybe it'll work out.
Looky, looky, Cookie.
Give it another shot.
Yeah. And Laura, if it all works out, you can be like, Ryan, draw me like one of your French girls.
Oh, jeez. Give me big boobies.
No, they're a little. It's a little freaky to me. Like, I'd almost rather watch real porn than the weird, I don't know.
Okay. You can embarrass
Ryan. I like when you laugh. It's funny.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
And now it's time for Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
So what would it take for us to have hot, steamy sex right now?
Well, I guess that would depend.
Depend on what, honey?
Are you now or have you ever been Chris Hemsworth?
No, I've never been Thor, but I do have a hammer you might want to swing. Wink, wink, wink.
Oh, actually, that was clever.
Clever enough to sleep with me?
No.
Wow, what do you call those things on your chest?
Wow, breasts, usually.
Well, whatever you call them, I want to bust all over them. Seriously, I don't usually describe it as juicy, but I want to slurp those mommies.
Oh my gosh, you are hands down the worst person I've ever talked to. When was the last time you actually had sex or had a relationship with anyone? I bet you're actually lonely, and I feel really sorry for you.
Get
unlike you, I actually can.
Hey, what's your favorite kind of candy?
Those, like, caramel apple suckers are pretty awesome.
Suckers, huh? Well, I've got something sweet for you to suck on.
Really? Something tells me it's not very sweet.
I wouldn't be too sure. Click, pick.
That doesn't look like a lollipop. More like a pre-chewed piece of gum.
Oh, dude, it's ratchet.
And that was our presentation of Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Catch Bromantic Messages every Thursday with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. This is called Radio Recast. This is where we take a famous scene from a famous movie that you should know, and then we jack it all up.
That's right.
Because we are not doing good impressions, and we have recast ourselves as two brand new celebrities. We found out very early in doing this that Krista and I both suck bad at doing impressions.
And we thought that was more enjoyable for everyone when we suck really, really bad. Yeah. So this is just a natural attempt for us.
Yeah. So we made it worse by then not knowing who we're going to be doing until the very last minute. I pick Krista's, Krista picks mine, and then we learn right now who we'll be impersonating. Now, if you can tell us what movie we've recast ourselves into, you'll get yourself either tickets to go see Transformers The Last Night at the Marcus Palace Cinema on June 22nd, brought to us by Crush, or a pair of passes to our Boat Bash on the Betty Lou on June 28th.
Yeah.
Both of those are awesome. You'll
Super
be able
good.
To pick your tickets. All right. This is who you have chosen for me this morning to impersonate in Radio Recast.
About 10 years ago, Jack, Ricky, and Glenn, who run this show and have done it for years brilliantly, asked me to come and host the Tony Awards. I thought they were smoking crack at the time.
You always pick people. Who is that?
Hugh Jackman.
That's Hugh Jackman?
Doesn't really
about
sound
10
like
years ago.
10 years ago.
There you
he's
go.
He's got a little British accent.
Okay.
All right. And
I thought he was Australian.
Who knows? Maybe he might be. Probably is.
Yeah,
I told
funny.
You. I suck. I don't even
he's
know what
Australian,
what
sure.
language it is.
That's
all right.
Fine.
Here's who you're
going to
be this morning. You ready?
Yeah.
Look at this lion. He's the king of the jungle. Huge mane out there. He's laying down under a tree in the middle of Africa. He's so big. He's so hot.
Oh.
That's Christopher Walken.
Yes, honey.
Right. So you'll be Christopher Walken.
Great.
I'll be...
about 10 years ago.
Hugh Jackman. All right, so what we do in Radio Request 2, by the way, is we play some music that might give the hint away. 321-0931. If you can tell us what movie we've been recasted into, why don't you start as
great as the first person,
as Christopher Walken, yeah, and then I'll come in second as Hugh Jackman. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I didn't throw you away. Your kid did. Ain't one kid ever loved a toy, really. Chew on that when you're at the dump.
Wait, what about Daisy?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Daisy, you used to do everything with her, mate.
Yeah, then she threw us out.
No, she lost you.
She replaced us.
She replaced you. And if you couldn't have her, then no one could. You lied, big baby. And you've never been a liar ever since.
Oh. Where?
Christopher Walken.
Where did you get that?
She loved you, Lotso.
She never loved me.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Good.
Terrible.
Yeah, of course it is.
3210931. If you can tell us what movie we have recast ourselves into, we will make you a winner. Let's get to Dina this morning. Hey, Dina.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. It's Radio Recast. So what movie have we recast ourselves into this morning?
Well, the music made me think it was Toy Story, so I'm just going to go with that.
You're going to say Toy Story.
Wow. Wow.
The judges are kind of... Do you have to give the number?
No.
All right. Yes, you're a winner. Woo! Congratulations. It's actually Toy Story 3.
Very good.
Are you a big Toy Story fan? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one with...
Oh,
Lot.
Yeah. I grew up watching it.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good. Well, yeah. We must have rocked it then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So good she got it.
The impressions were so good. We know.
They're so on.
All right. So, well, congratulations. You got it. Yes, it's Toy Story. Nice job, Dina.
Now we want to know what you want.
Yeah. We've got either tickets to go see Transformers The Last Night at Marcus Palace Cinema. That's on June 22nd. Or, brought to us by Crush, by the way. Or you can go to our Boat Bash on the Betty Lou on June 28th.
I'm going to say the Transformers because I really love those movies.
Yeah, no, we love it. All right, hang on a second. We're going to grab all your details, and we're going to set you up. You have to tell us who was worse this morning. Was Christopher Walken or the other guy?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, Who was worse?
We have to say Christopher was a little bit worse.
I nailed it.
You're awesome. You did nail it. All right, hang on a second. Since you lost here this morning, why don't you talk a little bit about, whatever you want. You can do Friends with Benefits. You can do Diva for a Day. You can do about whatever.
Cute. Your son stung.
Yeah, so go ahead.
All right. Divas out there, make sure you go to madtownjams.com to get pampered all day.
Yeah.
Go in a limo.
Boy, sounds just like Christopher Walken.
Go to dinner.
Actually, here's the real thing.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.